See, it wasn't that bad. Meeting my friends was not that painful. It went well. Maybe too well. I didn't think they would give you that much dirt. That was embarrassing. But they like you. Of course they like you. You are amazing. Just so. Amazing. What? I wasn't... You're not... It's... You're the, I was always the single one. Always. Painfully single. Just... Everyone was in relationships. Everyone was getting married. And, you know, I was just... single. And, it doesn't... They just wanted me to be happy, so they would playfully interrogate me. You know, why are you still single? Can I set you up with one of my friends? Have you tried speed dating? I did. It was awful. Never again. And no, I'm not telling you about it. It was just, no. It was just, all the time. You know, you should go out more. Why are you so picky? Why don't you try online dating? I did. It was interesting. There was a clown. I don't want to talk about it. It was just... They were pretty full on. And I get it. They just wanted me to be happy. And I wasn't unhappy. It was just... They thought I was being picky. And they thought that... It wasn't that. I mean, I had... People did ask me out. I just didn't. Why are we talking about this? Do you really want to know? Okay. Okay, but you cannot laugh, and you... So you know that I'm a little bit soppy, a little bit sentimental. Do not go, oh, it's not... So I believe in fate. I believe that there's someone for everyone, and if you go looking for that person... You probably won't find them because that's not how it works. You know, it's kind of like when I'm looking for something, I never find it. But when I stop looking for it, I find it. And I guess, I know it's weird. The love that you don't see, the love, this sounds so stupid. It does. You know what? I was just picky. I was just like super, super picky, and you should feel honored that I chose you. You should be honored. I did date. I wasn't some shut-in. I did go on dates. So just... Never. I didn't want to date someone for the sake of not being single. I was fine being single. And they just didn't get that because they were all loved up. I just wanted something real. I wanted butterflies. People are afraid to be single. Society kind of... When you're single, people think that there's something wrong with you. And, you know, it's not like that. It's not like that at all. I mean, I did date. I just didn't feel the connection that I wanted. I wasn't expecting love at first sight. I didn't want something I wanted a relationship. Everyone around me was all loved up and you know, it did make me think that I should find someone that I shouldn't. Maybe I was being picky. Maybe I should just, you know. But that's not me. I was looking for someone. My someone. So, you know, it was, sometimes it was really, you know, there were lonely days, there were cold nights. Sometimes I just wanted someone to be there, you know, someone to be there when I got home, someone to be there so I could tell them, you know, about my day. But I wanted something real. I didn't want something convenient. I wanted someone who wanted the same thing. I didn't just want to hook up. It does make me sound like I was a shut-in. I wasn't a shut-in. I did go out. I just, you know, I didn't want to waste my time on something which wasn't what I wanted. And it was hard because there is so much pressure to not be single. I was waiting. I was waiting for, I don't know. I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you. And it bloody sucked. It really, really sucked. But I'm just not the kind of girl who... I'm not the kind of girl who would just go out and find someone just to fill the gap, to fill up the empty space. I wanted something more. I wanted to connect. I wanted chemistry. I wanted something that was comfortable and exciting. I wanted to be myself. I didn't want to do that thing where you pretend to be someone that you think they'll like. I just wanted to be myself, my clumsy, soppy self. And I was waiting for you. I when I, the first time I met you, I felt comfortable. I felt electric. Before you even told me your name, before you even reached out to touch my shoulder, it felt so right. And I wasn't trying to be anyone else. I was just me, and you smiled at me. It was you. I was waiting for you. And so yeah, they like to tease me that you know, that I was single for so long, but you... I'm just giving you more ammunition, just more dirt to use against me. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care that you know all of my dirty secrets, that you know all of my embarrassing stories, and I'm still not telling you about speed dating. Or the clown. Yet. Let me have a little bit of mystery. I was just waiting for the right person. And you're my person. I was waiting for you. And yes, I am unbelievably soppy. And you love it. And I love you. No, I'm not telling you about speed dating. I'm not. No, you cannot ask them. Oh, this is going to be so embarrassing. Just so embarrassing. I love you. I really do.